This is the BBC Light Program. We present the new all-leather Goon Show. Yes, tonight our story begins...
And the fool, absolute idiot, a ridiculous idiot, a load of cock and bull, absolute man. Stupid nit, I can't think of what to get home today.
Tonight, our story begins on board Britain's latest battleship, the 1902 HMS Boxer, where a broadcast of that favorite program, Variety Awash, is now in progress.
And here to open the show is that wacky King of Coons, your Kimper and Compare, Haley Seacott.
Thank you! Hello, shipmate! Well, you know, it's nice to be in board ship with all the lads in blue again. Thank you! But seriously, though, I was a baby myself, you know. As a matter of fact, I was standing at the sharp end one day, leaning over the railings, when the captain came up and said, "You can't be sick here." And I said, "Can't I? Just watch." No. But seriously, though, as a matter of fact, I can't sit all day. As a matter of fact, let's get on with our first act. So here to sing for you is Miss Millie Tooley. And here she is, Miss Millie Tooley. To sing for you, Miss Millie Tooley.
Hello, listeners. Vinnie Old Olsen here. It's a really wonderful sight to see this simple country girl bringing the sailors' memories of home. Tears streaming down her innocent little face and trickling onto her black fishnet stockings.
In a reformatory garden. No, but seriously, though, aren't women wonderful? Now, take my wife. Please. Now, there's a woman. Oh, see? But talk about fat. When she walks down the street wearing slacks, it looks like two kids fighting under a blanket. You're spoiling me. Yes? Please. No. I can't stand all this laughing. And Ali, she's a very funny woman, my wife. Wouldn't you believe it? The last week, I'll talk to you.
Men, Sabrina has fallen overboard.
Got rid of them, Moriarty. Right, full steam ahead for the open sea.
Right. Seriously, lads, I always take my wife with me everywhere. I'd rather take her than kiss her goodbye. You'll have to see her faster than that. I said I'd rather take her than kiss her goodbye. What's the matter with the audience or not? A paralyzer, a bolt, and that one's quick. Quickly, glasses. Ooh. They've all gone. Here, where's the audience?
Control your powers, Neddy.
Well,
you see, they heard that Sabrina had fallen overboard.
What? Sabrina fall overboard? Poor little innocent photographer's model. I must get a lifeboat. I must get a lifeboat now. I'll just join these two together and...
No, Neddy. With the crew gone, we need you on board as ballast.
What? Where's my speaking trumpet? I have it in my hand. Hello? Come on, Abel! The speaker was a tall man wearing the full dress uniform of a naval confidence fixer.
Ahoy! And now, shipmate, the legs you see protruding from that swill bucket belong to none other than Count Jim Bilge.
Ow.
Moriarty. Voted Miss Galley Slops of 1951 and part owner of the suit he is now wearing.
Ow.
And again, Mariotti.
Ow.
There, two for the price of one.
Wait! Why are we heading out to sea?
Neddy, light yourself a hammock and let me explain. We are offering you the life of a modern-type buccaneer. Come, lad, join us. You can live a life of luxury.
Right, I'll join you.
Splendid. Now to swear you in. Drink this bucket of slops and say after me, I'm a Charlie.
I'm a Charlie.
Hey! Meanwhile, HMS Boxer headed southwards to sunlit seas, where naught but the plaintive cry of the seagull and the soft lapping of the opalescent cobalt waters disturb the hot, endless silence beneath the still burning orb of the tropic sun.
Have you quite done?
Aye, aye, sir.
Then lift on, creak hard.
Hey, Father, I'm in the water.
And the best place for him, little Jim.
Harbord five, ahoy! Oh, midship! Maternity ward, ahoy! Harbord skipper, look and behind the mistletoe, look and ow!
Shut up, you nautical French steamer! Ahoy, little marker boy!
There are strange noises coming from the stokehold.
What? Must be drilled for buggies. Lift the manhole and let me listen.
Oh, buddy, love me. Oh, yeah, come on. Oh, hello, little boy. Oh, I love the moon. And the moon loved me. Oh, what a good old. Oh,
oh,
oh!
Echo,
mind what you're doing with that long-handed
shovel. You'll
never know where it's been.
Come in at once.
So. Stoker's, eh?
Stoker's, all. My all.
Did you hear me shout that Sabrina was overboard?
Who cares about him? Great fight. What are you going to do with them?
Simple, you fool. We'll just maroon them somewhere, including Neddy.
You can't do that. You need me. I'll keep you entertained with jokes and very songs. That look, I'll show you. Well, hello there. No, but sinister though. Thank you. My sinister. Well, hello there. No, but sinister though. My wife's got a face like $1 million. All green and crinkly. All green and crinkly. Oh, the moon belongs to everyone. The best thing in life are free. Hooray!
Mariotti, there are the desert islands.
All right, over the bow.
Right, you three, over you go.
I just played a smack on the gramophone. Good heavens! We're on a desert island!
White man, take off that record!
What? And expose my turntable?
You bummed on a kulos and the blue langunda luba!
Let me handle this. You listen to me, the brave English Welshman. You. You no frighten me. Me give you clean British punch at the conk. That told him.
Yeah, that's a nice face sticking out the back of your head.
You there! handsome young fella. You come along me.
And
you, little round pudding.
What? You can't do this to me, do you hear? I'm 3 white and 21 stone. What are you thinking?
Me going to put you all inside.
Inside where?
Me.
The intrepid trio ran on and on through the steaming jungle till finally they heard a strange noise emanating from a clearing.
Oh, jigger me, cuddler. Seek you with a military, my gentleman, clad in a grass skirt.
That's the last time I stand near a lawnmower. Oh, that gardener. Oh, what a snake in the grass he is.
Pardon me, sir. Could you tell us the name of this island?
Yes, I can. It's the Isle of Alatti, so called after our national anthem. Isle of Alatti, a bonny Chinese Alatti.
Splendid! I knew her mother.
Nonsense, we were just good friends.
Wait a minute. Haven't I seen your photograph in the papers? Something about...
It's a lie. It's a lie, I tell you. I never went near the regimental day. Anyway, I was going to put the money back. Could I help it if the horse lost? He was 2 other fellas named Smith, I tell you.
Flintlock! Flintlock, is it your Major Flintlock?
Well, I was.
What do you mean you were?
Well, I had to change my name, you know. It got dirty.
Really? What did you change it to?
The Famous Echo.
Oh, that's my name. Oh, here. That's your not famous echo. That's your not famous echo. I know I'm only. I said... Then who am I? Who am I?
Just a minute. Let me see. He's Eccles. That's Claudio. I'm Siegel. You must be Major Budlock.
Oh, if I'm Major Budlock, I'd better start practicing.
Oh, that's for me. Thank you, my good man. Yeah, give me that money order. It's mine, Major Bloodnock. Nonsense, you give it to me, you thieving coward. I'm not a demon coward. Then that proves it, you're not Major Bloodnock. I can hear something of the jungle there. Those cannibals again, they always attack when it gets dark. I've got a struck a match. Don't do that, you fool. They'll see it. Here, use my light.
Did you hear that? That's a cannibal doing an impression of a tiger.
Says, where's the comrade? Now they all get together and do an impression of a Railington quintool.
Men! Lord Eamon, take me like...
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
There's music in the air.
There's music in the air.
Up above my head.
I really do believe.
up above my head.
And while Mr. Ellington quickly changes back into his full draped loincloth for the part of the cannibal chief, let us reset the scene. The Stolen Battleship Part Two. Maddened by the rhythm-type melodies, the cannibals surge into a frenzied attack.
Keep firing.
Good. These magazines are red hot.
I know. I've been reading some of them.
Wait! Hold your fire! Someone's coming!
Oh, man, the fool! That's an idiot. Never fought a sputnik with him in office.
Never.
Well, he seems to have scared away the cannibals.
Plenty. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Give me that money order. Give me that money order.
No, that's mine.
Wait a minute. It's mine, I can't.
Oh, Major, please. Enough of this cattle rehearse that living. Please. Who cares about money?
Me. Who cares about getting money? You must be mad.
I want to get back to England.
Then you are mad.
But look, if you just switch on the radio, everything will be explode and explained.
Pardon?
And here is the news. This morning, 5,000 dog lovers demonstrated outside Aldershot Barracks as a result of reports that soldiers have been smoking dog ends.
Never mind about dogs or dog ends. What about the reward?
I'm coming to that, you
silly next. Well, get on with it.
The government is offering £1,000 reward for information leading to the recovery of the stolen battleship HMS Boxer.
Now, do you see, Major? That reward is ours if only we can get back to England.
But how? There aren't any boats here.
Let's all concentrate.
Yeah. Oh!
No, let's all concentrate.
I thought it just crossed my mind.
It didn't take it long.
He didn't have far to go.
Anybody want to work like that?
Wait! I've just an idea, Heckles. You three carry it out while I explain to the listeners. Where's my speaking trumpet? Quickly, my speaking trumpet. There's on the chair. There, thank you. Well done, gentlemen. Help! Connie Hawk, there's a little desperate hurry there. Hawk! In order to make a sale, the others are now removing their shirts, trousers, vests, and the pants, and lapis lazuli. Lapis lazuli. Lapis lazuli, belly binders. I do hope the kid isn't in bed. They are now running the sail up a tall palm tree and...
Why aren't we moving? there ain't any wind.
What? We must have some wind.
I got a small packet of curry powder.
No, Major. Major, I've got it.
Then you won't need the curry powder.
Take your saxophone.
By the right.
Now, hand behind the sail and blow.
And so the Isle of the Lassies sailed away homeward bound. But that same night, a muffled battleship sailed silently up the Thames to the Pool of London, carefully aimed its guns, and as dawn broke...
Hands up, England! Right, money, Abbey. Grab the moolah and the BBC megaphone and full speed astern.
All in all, gentlemen, they got away with England's entire cash assets of £7.11 and 6p. Oh.
Good heavens, were there any witnesses?
Oh, yes, sir. Constable William May.
William May.
Yes. Well, sir, back at 1 o'clock, I was receding along with a beat in the direction of where I come from, trying all the shop doors to see if any of them had been left unlocked, in which case I could nip inside and whip a few of them in.
Yes, Constable, but this battleship, what
did
it look like?
Oh, I don't know, sir. Oh, I don't know, sir.
You taking the mickey out of me?
It was wearing a black rhythm mask.
Anything else?
No, sir.
Anything else? No, sir.
Ah, gentlemen. And you the battleship?
Yes, and you. And he was flying the Jolly Roger.
What? Whose flag is that? Whose flag is that?
Captain Kidd.
Gentlemen, England must declare war on Captain Kidd.
But he's dead.
Then we've won.
That night, as the Isle of Alassi sailed steadily northward, two sturdy lookouts stood on watch.
Echo.
Huh? What?
Echo.
Yeah, what?
Have you ever, That did it, Echo. It's not nice.
That's what you think. How did it go, Green?
That
was a good joke.
That wasn't a joke.
Oh.
It's called... What is grass skirt echo? I say... Have you ever worn a grass skirt before?
Oh, no, but I once had a green top hat with a Union Jack sticking out the top. Oh, I believe.
Oh, but didn't people laugh at you when you went out?
Oh, I never went out. I just used to sit in my room with a hammer, practicing Beethoven's Fifth on my head.
You must have been mad.
I wasn't locked up in that place for nothing. I was a private patient.
Oh, well. That's life, I suppose. My good man.
But? What are we supposed to be looking for?
Land, of course. When we see land, we give, what is a warning? Really, my good man? Do you know that it is as easy as ABC?
ABC, really?
Of course it is, my good man. You went to school, didn't you?
Yeah, but the door was locked.
What was that?
I think they saw me coming. Somebody alarm me. What?
Remember the cannibals. We must be quiet.
Oh, then I'd better take my shoes off. And now my socks. 1, 2, 3.
What about your feet?
I think I'll leave them on.
Yeah, it is a bit chilly tonight, isn't it?
You want to know your bottle?
What?
Look in front of us, light.
Oh, it's land. Quick, shout the warning.
Okay.
What
do I shout?
Wait a minute, I've got it here in my Finchley Sea Scout diary. You know, how to give artificial drowning. You know, how to rescue Girl Guides from Boy Scouts. Well, here it is. Land ahoy.
Okay.
Land ahoy!
Between an unknown desert island and the Isle of Man.
Gentlemen, there is still no sign of the battleship HMS Boxer, despite a search by our entire fleet, consisting of 6 armored rowing boats and 1 paddle-driven destroyer.
I wish to claim the reward for information about the stolen battleship.
All right, Constable, there's your man.
Roger. Are you the owner of island number DXP-668?
Well,
Then I must charge you with driving a piece of land without due care and attention.
I can explain it all,
and now, gentlemen, your present ships are far too small and slow to get to the HMS Voxer. However, my friend here happens to have a battleship outside of exactly the same size and speed as the stolen one. Did you remember to paint him the new name, Moriarty?
Brown paint, yes.
Its name is the HMS Wrestler.
It's the HMS Boxer, I tell you!
You're not going to mean the HMS Boxer, you fool. I mean, it's the HMS Wrestler.
But these men are the men who took it from me.
Silent team. Gentlemen, it's the deal.
£10,000, please.
I think so.
On members, now with the aid of this new battleship, we shall easily be able to find the HMS Boxer. Full steam ahead. I'm off.
And as far as anyone knows, they're still looking. It's all in the mind, you know. Good night.
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Finnegan, with the Redditor Quartet, the orchestra, conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Finnegan and Harry Stevens. Announcer Wally Skewslade. The program produced by Roy Spear.